So we got our hands full this week.
One of your teammates said he seems like a one read and then he's going to go. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
In that, if that's his philosophy, you're a physical guy. Do you want to send a message early that if that's your game plan? You're going to.
That's one of those things where if you get the opportunity to blow somebody up and make a statement, that's what you want to do. So they're a physical football team too. We watch film and their receivers block downfield. And I'm sure I know one of the guys who said that because I know what type of players we got. Yeah. So.
But in that respect, if you do that, you sort of maybe make him think twice after that?
It depends on none. Just the championship. No guy's gonna lay down after you smack him. He's gonna come back and try to get you. So you got to be prepared for it. You know what type of game you go into. This type of game is gonna be to the whistleblower fourth quarter.
At Missouri, did you play against Nevada?
Yes.
So you've played against him one time.
Yes.
One time.
And that option was a problem. You know. that dude, yeah, he's pretty good, man. I like where he's at right now, and you know what type of player he's grown to be. And I look forward to playing him this week. You know, he went in there and made a statement in San Fran. He's been a starter for a while, few games. And it's our job to contain him, man. Like I said last week, players like that, you can't stop. You can just contain them.
How'd you do against him in that game, remember?
He blew us up. He had a few yards. You know, he put up some yards on us. But like I said, that read option was tough to deal with. I think he ran over Spoon one time. No, I'm joking. What's up, Spoon? Spoon balled out on him. No.
Would you compare Frank Gore to Doug Martin at all? Are they similar players?
Repeat that again.
Frank Gore and Doug Martin, are they similar running backs?
I think Frank Gore a little bit more, you know, shifty, and I wouldn't say explosive, but he's more shifty. You know, he's quick out of his breaks, and coming back from that knee surgery a long time ago, you could tell he's been working, and you know, he's 50 times quicker, I guess. Look lighter and quicker.
How much do you think it could hurt with him being a young guy, though? I mean, do you think, as good as he looked last week playing at home and when things got rolling, I mean, how much do you think, you know, the inexperience he has and also playing on the road, and I'm assuming it'll be pretty loud against him on Sunday?
He reminds me, like I said, Russell Wilson was the best, you know, closest we'll get to him. He looked comfortable. He balled out last game against the great Green Bay team, so that goes to show the environment don't bother him one bit. You know, I think he's gonna show up, man. It's our job to go up and show up with him.
You gave kind of a challenge to the fans last week about being loud. How do they do, and do you have a new challenge for them this week?
No, do the same thing they did last week, but a little louder, man. They showed up early that we asked for, and it was huge. You know, a lot of third down, fourth down scenarios that the fans was. You see, they call timeout. You know, they helped us a lot, man. So it's good for them to come up and show up early.